Joey Savacci, hey, man, you didn't win, but you took the points lead, and you got second right behind Jordan with a crash. All of that, knowing all of that, you got to be satisfied leaving here?
Yeah. Satisfied in from a standpoint of, you know, we got points tonight and we're walking away at the red plate, but definitely not satisfied with second. You know, it's frustrating. We got a little bit of a lead there after AC and Fernandez were going back and forth, gotten a lead, and was able to open up a little bit of gap. I think I was watching the race, was up to almost 2 seconds, and dumb mistake. Just went in there and rear end actually popped out of the rut and just slid out. And man, those are the things that are killing me. And it's frustrating for sure. But you know, all we can do is take the positives from tonight and build from it and try not to have it again. You know, I think we look at some of the mistakes I've had this year with Toronto being the biggest one that hurts, because I lost how many points that night, and we'd be in a good spot. Not that we're not now, but prior to tonight we would have been in a good spot. You know, and it's frustrating, but we're learning and we're getting better. And I feel like I rode good tonight. Felt like the fitness was there. And just one little mistake, but with the crash and to still get second, you know, almost win is satisfying.
One of those tracks where the harder you ride, the more you make mistakes, right? It's almost, you probably had to tell yourself a little bit, hey, calm down a little bit, like a easy on the throttle, easy on the brakes.
Yeah, it's actually it's crazy. After the finish line going on the right-hander, I don't even, might have been half throttle tops coming out of that turn, just because, you know, the harder you got on throttle, the more the rear wheel broke loose. So it was definitely a tricky track tonight. I don't want to say technical, but definitely a lot of technique and throttle control. So I think that played a favor. It helped us out. You know, like I said, take away the crash, I think we for sure would have been in a good spot to win that.
Did you see Osborne in the mechanics area at all?
No, I did not. Obviously, I saw him going to the first turn, and I saw carnage, but I didn't know if he went down or anything. And I just tried to focus on me, man, trying to get the ball rolling, and was really focused on getting that win. Didn't even know that he, whatever, I don't even know what happened, but didn't know something happened to him until I think I left the podium, and I think I asked where he finished, because, like, obviously, I looked on the board, and I didn't see him. I was like, what happened? And,
Fernandez has been an aggressive guy this year. After you got him back, I thought he was going to tee you up in that next turn. I thought it was almost going to do it to a lot of guys. He didn't, though, to his credit. Were you thinking that also, like, I got to get away?
Yeah, it's that's one of those guys that it definitely makes you nervous when he's behind you. I think I watched him take AC pretty far to the tough block. So, I mean, he's definitely one of those guys that is going to throw it in there. But, you know, once I got around him, it was definitely stressed me out a little bit. Like, all right, you know, like I gotta protect my insides, because if I leave it open, dude's going to come in there.
Hey, I got to ask you, I'm going to ask most of you guys the same question. We had the Osborne AC thing last week. This week, Craig on Martin. You know, it looked like you were following Zach into practice, not going to pass him. It's a little aggressive for a lot of guys in your class in practice. I mean, I guess it's getting near the end of the series, but it's a little unusual for me to see all you guys that aggressive.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, I'm not okay with it. Yeah.
Well, you agree, it's a little... Yeah,
absolutely. I'm gonna say it, and I might shoot myself in the foot, but, dude, you watch the 450 class, none of those guys do that. And it's a whole different maturity level and a respect level. Like the deal with Osborne and AC, like, that escalated, obviously, and that went way too far. And the deal today with Craig and Martin, like, dude, that wasn't cool. Whether, I mean, obviously.
Of course Craig didn't mean to do that.
Exactly. Yeah. And I know Craig's intentions were not to get him hurt. But, like, dude, it's practice. And, like, and even in the race, like, if there's an opportunity, like, you got to have that race etiquette and enough respect to not just destroy the dude. You know, like, you're racing him every weekend. And that's where I really feel like a lot of guys in this class could be better at. And, you know, not saying, oh, let's put on, you know, let's not put on a skirt and be nice to each other. But, like, you know, there's a time and a place. And I think that a lot of guys can make better decisions when the passes are being made. And, you know, I'm not going to sit here and complain, because we're in a good position. But I definitely agree that it's escalated a lot.
Yeah, no, I can tell you, as a guy who's been going to races a long time and watching practices, it seems like the 250 East Series is a bunch of guys being dicks to each other.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it's like, so, I mean, I'm trying to stay out of it, because I'm like, dude, I'm just here to try to do my thing. And like last weekend, I saw my teammate and Osborne get into it. And I'm like, I had an opportunity. I could have stepped in and got into it too. But I'm like, it's not my battle to fight number one. And then this weekend, I see the Craig thing, and I'm like, wow, like, dude, it's getting out of control.
All right. Well, hey, nice job, like I said, with a crash and an almost win. You'll take it. See you next week.
Yep. Sounds good. Thank you.